to bat for quite a while there this morning at service. Yes,
I was.
Yeah, but why? I mean, this is so important, isn't it? Oh, I didn't realize. Look, it's well, be right back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, we got to do that top of the hour. So sorry about that. Now you can answer my question. If you're just tuning in, this is the second hour of Living the Good Life right here on TantalkNetwork.com, Beacon of Hope Ministries weekly radio show. Nan, talk to us.
There were a lot of prayer requests this morning.
Yes.
There were also praise reports.
Yes.
And Pastor Jim does keep track of it at church as well as what comes in on the prayer line.
You know?
And it was kind of cool. I kind of thumbed through a couple of pages, and there was a list of praise reports. Because he puts the prayer requests on one side, praise report on the other side. And it was so encouraging to see that, you know. And It's just right in when the God answers those prayers.
Right, we
like to
hear.
Keep track of that. You know,
we do.
It's a faith builder. You know, it's a faith builder as we hear about how God moved in very trying situations in people's life. We pray for them, and then it gets better. God moves.
Well, this whole concept of God being our personal good shepherd is very important when you think about the area of prayer. So, Cindy, talk about that for a moment before we get to this next song. Because if God is just out there somewhere and doesn't care about us individually and personally, then why would we take our personal request to God?
Right. Why would we?
Why would we?
it would be an exercise in futility.
There you go.
I know just taking, for instance, the prayer line, Beacon of Hope's prayer ministry, there is something powerful in knowing that people around the world are praying for you.
Oh, yeah.
Your specific request. And I have sent in requests for coworkers and friends, and I always ask them first if it's okay with them, and nobody's ever told me no. And then
right.
I send whatever prayer comes, because Pastor Jim or Shell, Betty
right.
will actually write out a prayer and send it out, and I will send that to the person that I've said, hey, I'm going to send in your prayer request. And invariably, I get thank yous and
yes.
wow, that's amazing, and tears. And because people need that connection, and they
absolutely.
Need to know that other humans care enough for them to do this, but also that God is working in the situation.
Oh,
and
yes.
I believe that often they can see those specific requests from what comes back to them specifically answered.
Right. Exactly.
And, mm-hmm.
But doesn't that speak to this being the God who cares about each of us individually, personally? Psalm 139, David said, you know, I formed you in your mother's womb. I knew you in your mother's womb, you know. He knows all about us. He knows all the details of our lives. I'm going to run there real quick before we get to this next song. Psalm 139, actually one of my favorite passages. I've got a lot of favorites, however, right, Nan? Nan,
right.
Yeah, you guys yeah, all know yeah. that I do have quite a few.
Yeah, the whole thing, I think, is your favorite.
Yeah, it is.
Bible.
My Bible is, yes, all marked up. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. This is David talking. I praise you. Because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are you, are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. I just love that passage because it reminds us that God does know us personally. He so does. Cindy, give us a comment on that before I go to this song.
Well, I think it's when my son was young, he hated peas.
He hated peas? I love peas.
Peas. And somebody made the comment about, you need to make him eat peas. And it's like, why? God made him that way. Yeah, God knew he wasn't going to like peas.
Okay.
Why would I force peas on him, you know? But I think that's what makes life interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Is that we're all different.
Right.
And that also makes God so much more amazing in that, I had trouble with just two children and a couple cats keeping the names correct.
Right.
Imagine what it would be with billions
right.
of children.
Right.
And yet he knows.
But he knows us.
Every little thing about us. What we like, whether we like peas or not.
Right.
And
everything.
You know, the tiniest little details, he knows.
And he does.
That's what we all long for, is to be known by someone.
We do. We actually do. Let's talk more about that after this song right here. Wait a minute. This one is Casting Crowns. Great Are You, Lord. Yeah, that is exactly what it is. Great song. You're going to love it. Casting Crowns. He is so great. Think about that. He knows you. And all about you.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, and you restore every heart that is broken. Sing it to him. Great are you, Lord. 'Cause it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, sing it out. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out.
Yeah. Breath in your lungs. Why not use it to praise Almighty God? Amen. Yes. Dear Lord, I pray for our listeners right now. There are so many out there that really don't have a concept of what it means to praise you, to worship you, and desire to do that. And Lord, I just ask right now that as they listen to this show today, maybe go back over it again and again and listen to these songs and listen to the words that we are speaking, that they will realize that, Lord, you created each one of us and we are to be to the praise of your glory, that you desire that we learn how important it is to worship you, our Creator. That we will actually understand how praising God changes our circumstances and our needs. And the things that are going on in our lives, the prayers that we pray are influenced by how much we praise you and how much we thank you for the answer before we see it. And so, Lord, we thank you today for this reminder that it's your breath in our lungs. It's you that gave us life, that you knew us in our mother's wombs, and you created us to be who we are, and you created us to be to the praise of your glory. So, Lord, let these truths resonate in our listeners this day. In Jesus' name. Woo, amen. Nan, I don't know about you, but wow, when I hear that song, and I play it once in a while here on the show, but I just love that because it reminds me over and over again that God is the one who formed me in my mother's womb. You know, so important.
You know, when you play that song, you know, I go to my parents' church on Mother's Day and Father's Day out of respect for them and spend time with them at their service. And they sing that song there sometimes. I love that song. That is such an awesome song.
It is. It really is.
So awesome, you know.
Yeah, he's the one that puts breath in us, yes. You know. The birth of a baby is so miraculous. And Cindy, I don't know if you know that I have my 12th grandbaby on the way due in December. Yes. And I'm so blessed with my children and grandchildren and two great-grandchildren, the twins. And, you know, every birth is so amazing. And seeing how this happens is, I mean, I was a biology teacher, but I'll tell you, even though you understand how cells divide, it's still totally a miracle when you see this baby come out with hair and eyes and all this. And you know that God has created this individual. And there's a reason for this life. And Cindy talked to us about that and how important it is that we understand that we are the sheep of God's pasture. That's who we are. Go ahead, Cindy.
Well, when God created Adam, he breathed life into him.
He did.
Our ancestors, the people that we came from, God directly breathed life into them and therefore to us.
Amen.
I think about the field of dry bones, too,
right,
where he...
In Ezekiel?
The dry bones came together and the muscles reformed and all that, but they were just bodies until the Spirit breathed life into them.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me. I really want to see the replay of that when I get to heaven.
You think that's going to be a replay? Okay.
I think he's got it recorded. There's a giant screen.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. Yeah.
They're positioned everywhere, and you can watch these great moments.
You can watch these great moments.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think it's if he's willing to breathe his life into us,
right?
Then he's not going to. For me, if I create something, I care what happens to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My children, I care desperately what happens to them.
Right.
So I believe that God is the same. He created
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Yes.
Into us, and he cares desperately. It says that he's a jealous God. He's ferocious in his defense of us and
yes.
his provision for us, and he's the ultimate parent. I've threatened people before. You harm my kid, and you will feel the full force of a mother's fury.
Right.
Uh-huh. And I think that's how God is. He is adamantly, ferociously
in love with us,
deliberately for us.
Yes, uh-huh. He is. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. That's what he's telling us to do in Psalm 100. Psalm 100 is only five verses, but I love it. It's been one of my favorites for a long time. I'm going to say that again. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. There it is again. It is he who made us. You thought it was your parents. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Dear one, you are a sheep. And it says in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. Let's go on. Psalm 100, verse 4, enter the gates, his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. We did that song earlier, Good, Good Father. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Talk to us, Nan. The Lord is good. And his love endures forever. He cannot quit loving you, Nan, even when you are being Jonah. Well, that's in the past. You're not doing that now. But God's not. Did God ever take his hands off of you, Nan?
No.
Why not?
Because he loves me.
Oh.
He's my shepherd. He's my heavenly father.
And you have a son, Bradley. You love Bradley regardless.
I love Bradley regardless of what he does. I love my son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love my son.
And those of us that are parents and grandparents understand this, but even if you are not a parent or grandparent out there, you can, a lot of times people have animals that they love desperately, you know? My two little girls, Zoe Grace and Macklin Grace, are a joy to me, my little puppies. And they're a joy, and they're God's creation also, right? And so people, our good shepherd... Our good shepherd invented sheep, and he actually calls us sheep, you know? And we've been talking about John 10, where it says, my sheep hear my voice. You do hear God's voice. And a lot of times people say, I don't think I ever hear from God. Talk to us about that, Nan.
I think some people are poised in the position to not want to hear from God.
Oh, that's a good point. Why?
They're afraid of what he'll say.
Ah.
I mean, they could, you know, maybe some people feel like what they have done is just too bad. How could God love me when I've done this or I've done that? And that's a cop-out excuse to be, I'm just going to be blunt about this situation. You know, he loves you. He loved me during my Jonah days. He didn't ever quit loving me.
He did.
He loved me. You know, mm-hmm. And just as he loved me during my Jonah days, which thank God they're over, and have been over for a very long time. But those were some dark times, and yet the people around me still loved me. But that what they were portraying was the love that the Father has.
Oh, yeah.
It was his love shining through them, loving on me. Cindy was one of those.
Yes.
Cindy remembers those Jonah days. You know, and it kind of became a joke about the Jonah days, but there was a lot of, it was a joke, and we joked about it, but there was a lot of seriousness behind the situation because of the way that I was.
Well, but you found that the good shepherd never let go of you.
Never, ever let go of me.
And that's so cool that he doesn't do that. I mean, you know, I don't have that song to play today, Never Let Go, but it's a powerful song because he does not ever let go of us. And he is our good shepherd who knows everything there is to know about us. I keep wanting to say this and impart this to some listener or maybe myriads of listeners out there who feel that nobody cares about them, that they are lonely, that there's nothing much to live for, that there's no one around that cares for them. God Almighty, the creator of the universe, created you, dear one, and he wants to fill that void in you. Connie always used to say that we all have a God-shaped hole on the inside of us that can only be filled by Almighty God. Talk to us about that, Cindy, because there may be some people out there feeling very, very lonely and desperate today.
I relate to that feeling.
Okay.
I've been having a tough time. I am extremely lonely.
Okay.
I'm across the country from my family.
Right.
I have gone through some changes that my support system is not what it was.
Okay.
And it's difficult.
Right.
It's very, very hard. And my faith is the only thing that keeps me going.
Right.
There are days when I just flat out don't want to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And it's that little voice inside that goes, come on, you can do it. You can do it one more day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, one more day.
Right.
You know, here's something that needs to be done today. Or here's this that you need to take care of. Just get out of bed and take care of that, and then you can go back to bed if you want. But
right.
Once you're up, yeah,
right,
you stay that way. It's a time that can be used to draw you closer to God.
Right.
And really spend time talking and praying and just, you know, I'm the kind that I just spill whatever to him all day long, you know. Prayer is not some great mysterious thing. It's just a conversation. And, you know, I'm always, God, I really need a good parking spot. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that.
Right, exactly.
Or, hey, Lord, you know, I really need, could you just hold the rain off until I can get home?
Right, exactly. Just little things sometimes
just
we need God to intervene in our lives, even for those little things, right?
Absolutely, and it's just a constant conversation with, as I said, someone who desperately, fiercely loves you, and it's an anchor. You need an anchor. If you need an anchor, grab onto God. He'll keep you where you need to be.
He certainly will. And so when we talk about this good shepherd today, we're talking about a relationship with Almighty God where we realize that we're the kids and he's the daddy. He's our good shepherd and we're the sheep, you know? we're the created and he's the creator, you know? And because of that, he has us in the palm of his hand. The scripture says that our names are written on his hand, which that's totally impossible for us to even understand any of that. But it is so true, so true. And with that said, you know, Nan, there are those times in our lives where we just feel like we're alone. And I want you to address that, too, because I think that a lot of listeners out there probably feel that way.
And they don't necessarily, I got to word this properly. They, many times they can actually have people around them.
Right.
But they still feel lonely.
Right, sure.
You know, you were talking about in the father's hands. My screensaver on my phone is a picture of a little baby in a hand.
Oh.
And that's my screensaver on my phone, you know. And I put that there because I searched for something.
Right.
And I put that there to remind me that I'm in his palm.
Right. That's cool.
You know, and that it reminds me of that.
Wow. So, you know, listeners, we all need to know that we are loved. Every one of us needs that. You know, and I think that in this society, yeah, we're more connected with social media and things like that, but social media is not going to give you a real personal hug, a personal hug, you know?
No.
And you say, well, God can't either. But I will tell you that supernaturally, God can make you feel loved in such a way. And it is a supernatural miracle. I will tell you that. It is. And we can realize that as we worship him, as we praise him, as we talk to him, as we just talk to him about our everyday events and things going on in our lives, he can come and give us a peace and a joy like we've never known. Talk to me about that, Nan, because there's so many times in our lives where we feel alone, but God can supernaturally. It's happened to me. Has it happened to you, Nan?
It's happened to me. And, you know, there's been many times that he's used the word to reach out to me as I would be reading or studying, or he would bring something in front of me. I would open up the Bible. There it would be. I would hear something on the radio on some preacher's preaching, and he would use the word to remind me that he's there loving me and loving on me. You know, we can't say enough about getting time and spending time in the word, because that's where you draw strength.
That's where you draw
and
strength.
And that is like, the word is like a love letter to us.
That's true.
You know?
It is.
And a lot of different types of books that this could qualify as fulfilling. But one of them is a love.
That's right.
A love, big love letter to us, you know.
Yeah, that's really cool. There is none like you. We did this at our service this morning, and I love this song. I wanted to hear it again. Worship God right where you are.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all there is none like you. is none like you.
None like you, mighty God. How we love you. How we love you, mighty God. There is none like you. You change our lives. You remind us of your great love for us. You're our good shepherd. There's none like you. Nan, you have a poem?
I do. There's none like me in your life. Don't you see me helping you with your strife? I am in control. I love you so much. Be still and feel my loving touch. I love you with all that is within me. I'm here loving you. Can't of this, you see. My healing is here for you to receive. Of this statement, do you now believe? I can be trusted with all that you say. I will carry you through your days. I love you so much. Remember, I'm always here. I love you and certainly do hold you dear. I love you.
I love that.
What I really liked in that one, to editorialize a quick second, was I can be trusted with all that you say. I will carry you through your days. You know, and we can trust him.
Yes.
You know, the thing about him is we can talk to him and just be downright, this is how I feel.
Right.
You know, and you may not be able to necessarily do that with people that are in your life.
Right.
And sometimes people don't want to hear what you have to
say. That's exactly right.
They say, oh, again, you again. I don't want to hear what you have to say again. You're the same thing, you know.
Right.
And he is there. He can be trusted with what we say. And there may be things that we say to him that we would not say to anybody else.
Right.
But we say it to him.
Right.
And he's the one who carries us, and he's the one who helps us.
Mm.
He's our shepherd. He's our good shepherd. And he's there for us.
Which takes us to Psalm 23 perfectly. Verses 1 to 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. David wrote that and understood what a shepherd's function was because David was a shepherd at a very young age of his father Jesse's flock. He was the youngest of eight brothers, and he was out there on the hillsides with the flock. And he understood Jesus. I believe God ministered to young David. This is who I am to you, David. I am your good shepherd. Like you take care of these sheep, I take care of you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. So in other words, and in the, I'm going to read it in the Message Bible and then go to you, Cindy, for comments here. God, my shepherd, it says in the Message Bible, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Boy, I love those first three verses of Psalm 23. The whole psalm is only six verses. It's mighty. But this is who God wants to be for us. This famous, famous chapter in the Bible has to be included in this show today because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Talk to us about that, Cindy.
I think it speaks to the basic needs. We all have basic needs. Food, a safe place, sustenance, basic provision, and he cares about that stuff.
Right, he does.
He right down to the tiniest little things that you need, he provides them. And the verse says that God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness.
Oh, yeah, I like that, yeah.
You know, we all think of I need $1 million or
right.
I need a better car or
right.
But when we stop and think about it, you might need a better car, but at least you have a car.
Right. there you go.
You might need a better place to live, but at least you have a place to live.
Right.
Things like that, and even even if maybe you don't have a car or a place to live, you know, if you just have a safe place to stay.
Right.
If you have people around you to protect you. God wants to be there for not just the miraculous things in our lives, but the little tiny everyday,
Little things, right? Yeah, he wants. And I love that David understood, God, you're not only my shepherd. I don't really need anything. I'm fine, you know? Mm-hmm. You have bedded me down in lush meadows, and you find me quiet pools to drink from. Or you lead me beside still waters. You restore my soul. I really believe that in the presence of the Lord, there is such peace when we spend time in his presence. Talk to us, Dan. Because so often we get so caught up in the daily junk we all go through, our jobs, our relationships, whatever, that we can just neglect that time with the Good Shepherd, you know?
You know, that time is so important. I can reflect back at times when I have managed to, in the mornings, you know, mornings are kind of rough sometimes, getting to work on time. But, you know, this, taking aside that extra little time and spending time with God,
yeah.
You know, I mean, what a difference it makes
Doesn't it? Oh, my
you
gosh.
Know? It's like meeting with your best friend.
Right.
You meet with your best friend and you spend time in the Word and you pray and you praise and you sing, you know, and then that day always seems to go so much better.
So much better.
So much better when you start it like that.
It really does. Cindy, you want to comment on that? I mean, there's just there's no comparison to a day where you leave God out and a day where you bring God in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. God usually wakes me up with a song in my head.
Hey, I get that a lot, too.
Yeah, and I like that.
Oh, me too, yeah.
It's a good way to wake up and start the day. With that thought in your head of, and it's not usually just any song, it's a praise song.
Mm-hmm.
It just starts you on the right track.
It does.
Gets you going in the right direction. And even if it's just that brief moment of focus on God and what he wants for you, it's a great way to start the day. It sets the tone.
Is.
And it's something that you can come back to then in your day. In being human, being around other people, things go wrong.
Right.
It's stuff happens. And so just that time with God in the morning, the verse that you read, I have signed up for emails from several well-known speakers and teachers, and to just open up an email with a thought and a verse.
Right. Yeah.
It connects you.
It does.
To your source, and it keeps that connection then through the day.
Oh, it does. It does.
As you go through, and it's invaluable.
A couple Sundays ago, I woke up early in the morning singing a song that we used to sing in my church that I pastored in Indiana, Cornerstone, many, many years ago. And it starts out, he gives strength to me as I worship him. And my mouth is filled with praise. Jesus breaks the bands as I lift my hands, bringing glorious victory. And I woke up singing that. And that morning, Nathan played it and we were singing it. And it was just like that, there was such an anointing on that song because that was the song for the moment. He gives strength to me as I worship him. Nan, you remember, you were there. What a blessing when we have that experience with him and he does play a song on our heart or a verse of scripture.
It's an awesome thing. And some people might say, well, that doesn't happen with me. God's never done that with me. Well, you know what? Maybe pray about it.
Right.
Say, Father, you know, they're talking about, you know, Cindy's talking about waking up with a song and Pastor's talking about waking up with a song or a scripture. Ask God. I mean, that's not too much. We trust him with all kind of things, but I mean, that is a beautiful way to start the day. That is a beautiful way. And ask him to say, please please do that with me. And I believe that he will. I mean, we'll be bold enough to say that he will.
Absolutely.
It's hard to wake up with a song if you don't listen to any.
Well, good there point. You go.
You know, it's if you...
good point.
Listen to some songs. If you want to wake up with a song, listen to some.
There you go.
If you want to wake up with a verse, read some.
That's so good. That is
that's
right
good,
on.
Oh,
and because it's yeah, there you go. That's a bell ringer. You know that old thing, garbage in, garbage out. It's the same way. Good things in, good things out. You
right.
know? And when you listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, and so many people say, I've heard it through the years as a pastor so often, well, I don't think I ever hear from God. Are you getting in the Word? Are you listening to what He would have you? Are you even saying, Lord, speak to me? You know, I want to hear from you.
And it goes back, for me, it goes back to the verse about, prove me now therewith. God will prove himself.
Oh, he
you
does.
If you ask. And it doesn't always have to be. For me, I love beauty and nature and sunsets and sunrises. Oh, my goodness. It's just like it beats anything words could ever say.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the pictures of the beach or flowers, things like that. I love rocks. I can see an interesting rock and that'll just make my day. Yeah. So it's not necessarily a word or a song. It can be
anything. Yeah, anything that just
that reminds you and says, "Hey, whenever I see a sunrise or a sunset, I think he did that just for me."
Right, there you go.
Thank you.
But see, you're making it personal. This is the word of the hour today, personal. God wants to be personal with you. He wants you to be personal with him. You don't bring, Cindy, you don't take, you may, if you're praying for Nan, but you don't wake up in the morning, the first thing you say, oh, okay, God, Nan needs this and this, unless you're specifically praying for her. You're actually usually saying, God, I need you to do this today, or I praise you because of who you are. Not Nan praises you. It's personal.
Right.
It's who you are doing, what you're saying to God, right? You're not speaking for Nan, right?
Right. Right. Because we're, I mean, there's nothing wrong. There wouldn't be anything wrong with if Nan were going through something and I had been praying.
Of course.
Woke up and
yes.
That
Amen.
Was my thought.
Sure. Amen.
You know, it'd be just a reminder. Whenever people pop into my head like that, I try to make a habit of immediately praying for them. It doesn't have to be anything in depth and profound. It just is as simple as, oh, God help Nan in whatever she's going through.
Because you know there's a reason why she popped into your head and heart, right?
Exactly, right. And again, that again connects us to our anchor, to our shepherd. It's just another way that he connects the body of Christ and connects us with unbelievers as well to say, hey, this person's going through something. They need prayer.
Right.
You know? They need a divine infusion. They need heaven to invade earth in their
Amen.
Situation.
Amen.
So, here.
Yeah. So. Woo, I've got to play this song. Give Me Jesus, Danny Gokey. It's one of my favorites. And I think it really applies here because Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He said, I am the Good Shepherd. Make this personal for you right now. In just a second, when it comes right up. There we go. Wrong song. This is it. There we go.
Oh, give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus.
me, Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, give me Jesus,
give me Jesus,
give me Jesus, 'cause he's all I need, give me Jesus. When I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. All I need, oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need. In the morning when I rise, when I lay my head down.
Lord, that's what we want. We want you. We want Jesus in our lives. Lord, we admit you're all I need.
Oh, oh, oh yeah. Oh,
Lord,
he's all I need. Give me Jesus.
Lord, we come before you, needing you with every fiber of our being. Knowing that you created us, knowing that you love us, knowing that you have a plan for each of our lives, knowing that we need you each moment of every day, we need you, mighty God. We don't want to walk this earth a day without you. We want you always right there with us. So, Lord, for those that are out there in Radio Land somewhere who do not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, let this be the moment in time when they recognize their need. Let them come to you humbly and ask you to become their personal Good Shepherd, their personal Lord and Savior. Cindy, would you repeat after me? I'm going to pray the prayer, and I'm going to ask you to repeat. And listeners, if you're not sure right this moment that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, if he is not your personal Lord and Savior, take this opportunity now to pray this prayer. Cindy will repeat after me. You can repeat it with Cindy. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I acknowledge that I need you, the Good Shepherd.
I acknowledge that I need you, the Good Shepherd.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
That was not pleasing, that I've done that was not pleasing to you.
That I've done that was not pleasing to you.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that he came to this earth to die on a cross for me.
I believe that he came to this earth to die on a cross for me.
I acknowledge that he is my personal Savior.
I acknowledge that he is my personal Savior.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Jesus, I invite you now.
Jesus, I invite you now
to be my Good Shepherd.
To be my Good Shepherd.
To come on the inside of me and live there.
To come inside me and live there.
From this moment on, I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
From this moment on, I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Cindy, what would you say to any listeners that might have prayed that or some that are contemplating listening to the show again and then praying it?
Mm-hmm. Do it. Listen again. Come back. Listen again.
It'll be up on podcast tonight.
Mm-hmm. If you prayed the prayer, send an email. Let pastor know that you prayed the prayer. The prayer team will be praying for you. The church will be praying for you.
Amen.
And I'm sure that she would be willing to help you find a good local body to attend. She has connections. She can point you in the right direction to get you started in your walk of faith. She can recommend verses.
I recommend the Book of John, Cindy. I really do. That the people start right there in the Book of John.
Right, and it's so important to be surrounded by like-minded people, by other children of God, to have the support to be able to get into a church where they praise and worship, and you can totally feel God there when you get into a good church.
That's right.
I think that's the first couple of steps. One, make the decision. Two, find a church and get involved. Go.
Amen. Amen. Cindy, I'm going to come back to you for a very quick final thought because we're running out of time. Nan, anything from you?
Yes.
Quick.
I am your good shepherd, little one. Trust that I'm always there. You know my voice when I call you. I am here for you. I truly do care. So what will you do with what you've learned today? Do you realize just how much I love you? I am here. I've gone nowhere, little one. My love for you is so genuine and true.
Wow, great poem. You can listen to this show again. It'll be up tonight on tantalknetwork.com. Go to the tab podcasts and then go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life. For our Thursday night shows, you would go to the name of the show, Go Yard. That's the name of our Thursday night show. Final little word, Cindy?
I for some reason, I just keep coming back to being able to prove God.
Okay.
If you ask, if you say, okay, God, I don't believe any of this. If it's true, prove it to me. He'll do it.
He will. Look out. And then send us that praise report.
Absolutely.
You can contact me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And as always, come here to tantalknetwork.com or to our website, bohmglobal.com. On bohmglobal.com, go to radio broadcast, and there's hundreds of them there for you to listen to. On tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts and then Living the Good Life, and there, again, hundreds of shows for you to listen to. Cindy Henderson, Idaho, you're a sweetheart. We miss you. We miss you. We wish you were back here with us, but we know that you are there for a purpose. So thank you so much for being a consistent member of the radio team and so full of the Lord and your comments. We love you. Nan, as always, you're my wonderful little right-hand person there all the time, always there and always helpful. Thank you, Nan Watson.
You're welcome.
As always. All right, we got to get out of here. It's not far to Jesus. And just remember that we're here, and your prayer requests are going to be answered by our radio team. We'll write a prayer and send it out. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. Use that. We want you to. Prayers@bohmglobal.com. We will be right here next week, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, right? And so we'll be right here to bring you the Word of God. 3 o'clock Eastern, as always, and in our 12th year of doing this every Sunday afternoon, getting ready to celebrate our 600th show in September. God bless you, and we want to hear from you if at all possible. Pastor@bohmglobal.com, prayers@bohmglobal.com. God bless you. Have a great week. Pastor Marcia signing out for today. See you soon. It's not far from me.